B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say hello to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Yes, good morning.
Well, look, congratulations on your brother getting married at the end of August.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, that's fun, but there seems to be an issue for you. What's going on?
Yes. So, very happy for baby bro, but his fiance, you know, my future sister-in-law, sent out an email. And honestly, I thought it was a joke at first, but get this. She is making us do a weight loss challenge for her wedding.
What?
Yeah. She wants us all to be a size 8 or under.
So let me get this straight. So you're in this wedding party that's required to be a size 8 or under, and the wedding is happening in August, you wrote?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, he's my baby brother, so of course I'm going
to
help.
So she's putting demands on the bridesmaids to be size 8 or under,
yes,
right?
Yes, and she's making it this whole challenge and that she wants us all to look good for the pictures. Like, she's even said things like, go team 8.
Go team 8.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
And the thing of it is,
yeah,
everyone's already at size 8 or below.
Okay.
Yeah, except me.
Okay, now I see.
So she's kind of aiming this at you.
Are you close to a size 8?
No, I mean, I'm just like 12, and listen, I look great in a dress already, okay? Sure, you know, maybe I could lose a few pounds, but COVID, all right, I'm fine with me.
Yep.
So this past Monday, she did this group text, right, to weigh us, to check in.
What?
Oh, my God.
She wants you to weigh in.
Like Weight Watchers.
Wow.
Yes.
Accountability. Yes. Okay, so you obviously you're not happy about this. You don't feel like you need to be a size 8, right?
No, I do not.
I don't blame you.
You know, it's not like I can get out of this wedding or anything.
No, it's in August. Have you had the I've seen these before, the fittings. Have you had the fitting yet?
Well, no, the fittings come in July 1st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like if I have to shimmy my way into a size 8, but then fine, I'll starve.
You have to starve yourself. Okay. Yeah, this is a, I've never heard this before.
She sounds intense.
It's like relentless. It's relentless. She's even commented on my Insta post, like, that doesn't look low carb. Hashtag size 8 is great.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Not even kidding.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so what should Michelle say or do? Because you've said it's July 1st. You have no intention of getting to a size 8 by July 1st. So it might be a take it or leave it situation.
Right, or like, you know, or just like, can you talk to your brother? Or like, should you just talk to the bride, Zilla?
Hashtag. okay, look. Michelle, thanks for calling. So here's what you do. Just stay tuned. We'll have some folks chime in, give you some advice on maybe what to say to baby bro's bride.
Yeah.
Or what not to say or do. Okay? Stay tuned.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Sorry about that, Michelle. That's just terrible, right?
It's just intense.
Who does that? All right. But let's find out. 888-410-1057. Michelle, you stay tuned and we'll get some advice for you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Hey, that's not low carb.
Size 8 is great.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned, Michelle. Okay. LBF, question. So I didn't want to
ask. Wait a minute.
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to ask Michelle, but what is the difference between a size 12 and an 8 if we're talking
20 pounds?
20 pounds.
Yeah, 10 pounds per size.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
And by August.
The fact that I know that is ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can help Michelle out here. What do? It's her brother's fiance, so she definitely wants to be part of it, doesn't want to be, you know, the big drama person and get any drama going. Mm-hmm. But the bride's not really being that fair, is she?
No.
What would you say? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. At 7:50, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court in session. Today we talked to Michelle. Not happy. And why should she be happy? It's a weighty issue.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
A weighty issue.
I get it.
Okay, if I just... trying to underscore the fact that her brother's fiance has pretty much given marching orders. Everybody be a size 8 because we want to look great in our pictures, right?
Size 8 is great.
Size 8 is great. Okay. Let's go to Jennifer. Stephanie, rather. Stephanie, what advice would you have for Michelle today in Morning Court?
So I think Michelle should try to have a nice conversation with her. But it sounds like this girl isn't very nice to begin with if she's trying to require her one of her bridesmaids to drop two sizes in a matter of a couple of months. And then she can just tell her to go pound sand because that's absolutely ridiculous.
Get it,
I
pound.
I was married and I had bridesmaids who were like size 20 and yep. I didn't fault it. They look beautiful in my pictures.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. And if she can't understand, then this, Michelle should just leave the bridal party.
Yeah, or pound sand.
Mm-hmm.
Just go.
Exactly.
Right?
Like it.
Go to the beach.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. I like your style, Stephanie.
Yep.
I could,
thank you.
All right. Good stuff. She's not messing around.
No.
Howard, what do you say to Michelle?
I think Michelle should give her brother the advice to rethink this wedding.
Oh.
If she is this controlling, when she knew what her future sister-in-law, the size she was when she asked her to be in the wedding, what is she going to be like afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You know?
Yeah, I think...
Seriously.
Yeah, we don't know enough about the bride other than she is very judgy.
Judgy, judgmental, controlling,
yeah.
Not nice, body it's shamer.
Yeah.
These are things.
Howard's thinking big picture.
Yeah, I like it.
Howard's thinking big picture. Well, let's be honest, though. Nobody's calling off any weddings, right? It's just train.
I've known
rolling.
A few, but it's rolling. The train is rolling.
I've known a few.
Okay.
I've been standing at an altar and a bride hasn't showed up.
No.
Wow.
Oh, I need to hear that story later.
Howard,
that's amazing.
Don't go anywhere.
We're going to
talk about you. Hang on, Howard. Oh, no, that's a story.
Yeah, really.
Sorry, Michelle. We're on to Howard. No. Kathy, what do you want to say to Michelle today?
I think that she should say, I'm honored that you're including me in your wedding, but this is way too much pressure. Take the dress back or take me as I am.
You know, would that be so wrong? Is that so wrong for her to say, listen, I'm not going to be size 8. I don't even
want to. Yeah, I would have been. That's what my answer would have been. I'd be like,
out of the gate.
You can wish in one hand and blank in the other, but I'm not getting into a size 8 dress. So.
Chicken, right?
Thank you. Okay. Sorry, Kathy. Go ahead.
I'll toast you in my own dress and, you know, find somebody else.
That's
find a
it.
Stick.
There it is. Listen, I think...
I would toast her with a piece of toast. I'd be like, hey, lady.
Okay. Here's your cop right here.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, we're losing you a little bit, but we got you. Toast to you. All right, Elizabeth, go ahead. What do you want to say to Michelle? Real quick.
So, I think maybe she should try and talk to her brother, kind of feel him out first. And then I would definitely, you know, if he's like... You know, if he kind of agrees with her and her meeting Michelle, maybe try and sit down and have like a talk with her. I mean, when my brother was getting married, his fiance and I like butted heads a lot.
Oh.
And now she's like one of my best friends and have been married for like 7 years. And I have a niece and nephew and she's like, we talk like all the time. So there is light at the end of the tunnel here, you know. But I mean, a size 8 isn't healthy for every body. You know what I mean?
What
like,
I say.
Be like, super in a size 8 and be like, yikes.
Right, okay. Elizabeth, you're right. And got to talk to the brother. Start with that.
Yeah.
Right. Just say.
Just kind of feel him out a little bit, and then you know, kind of like just you know, gently talk to her and just be like, you know what, I just don't like the way that the text makes me feel. You know, just be honest.
There it is.
Honesty.
Sometimes it works, Sometimes it works. Okay, 888-410-1057. Morning Court from Michelle today.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, Morning Court's in, and we talked to Michelle this morning. Here's kind of a brief recap of why she called us. Here's Michelle.
Very happy for baby bro, but his fiance, you know, my future sister-in-law, sent out an email. And honestly, I thought it was a joke at first, but get this, she is making us do a weight loss challenge for her wedding. Yeah, she wants us all to be a size 8 or under. That she wants us all to look good for the pictures. Like, she's even said things like, go team 8. The thing of it is, everyone's already a size 8 or below. Yeah, except me.
So they're kind of, you know, she is being targeted because she's a 12, she said, you know, and a healthy 12. Feels good, looks good, but... future sister-in-law wants everybody to be a size 8. Just look great in pictures. Right? So we've had a lot of calls today, and most people are very opinionated about it. Now, Amy has a very novel idea for Michelle. Amy?
Good morning. It's a solution I think that best fits everybody.
Yep.
I think Michelle should buy her own dress and just sew the number 8 into the back of it.
Right.
I do that.
she's a size 8 then. Like, who is the bride to say? The tag says right there.
It's an 8. You got a problem with that?
Exactly. Look at it. Look at that.
What's their motto?
Size 8 is great.
That's all you got to do.
Size 8 is great. Yeah.
Size 8 is great. I'm with you.
God, that's a good idea, actually.
Amy, I like your style. And you know what? I think you would do that. You sound like you would do it. I like it. Right?
Oh, man, if I could. I was a size 8 when I was like 12, maybe.
Yeah. Me too. It was a good year.
It was a good year.
Amy, that's awesome. Thank you for listening. Okay.
Of course. Good one.
I like that idea.
That's a good idea. I like it. Hey, Sophia, what do you have to say today?
I think Michelle should just tell her she's going to look beautiful in it no matter what size she is. She's going to look beautiful no matter what, and she's going to rock that dress no matter what.
Michelle should tell the bride,
I'm just going to look good in the dress no matter what size it is. So
I'm going to rock this
dress.
Take your
8.
And do what?
Yeah, because no matter what size you are, you look beautiful or handsome either way.
Right.
I like this girl.
It's true, though. Man. She's speaking the truth, Bob.
She is. Mm-hmm. That's it. No matter what size you are,
it's a nice dress. It's a beautiful. Nice dress, and you look nice, and it's a good wedding. And
is she so worried about the symmetrical?
Yeah, maybe like, she's just little.
I think she's whack. Don't you,
okay.
Sophia?
All right.
Yeah, I'm a hoot.
Yeah, there goes Bob, the kid vernacular.
Okay, Sophia, thanks for calling. Okay,
you're welcome. Have a good day.
April, good morning.
Hi,
April.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Are you calling for a morning court?
Yes, I was calling for Michelle.
Yeah.
I was driving in listening to you like I do every morning. You guys are awesome. And I had a thought with today's world and the way everything is changing.
Yeah.
I think she should wear the size 12 and just ask to be recognized as a size 8.
I like it.
Oh, jeez. I see what you did there.
April, I like it.
I liked it. The thought came to me, and I thought, you know, 12's a great number. There's 12 days of Christmas, and there's 12 donuts to a dozen. So have a great day.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
You just got to get with it.
I love it.
I think that's a great idea.
I love it. I identify as
my line is usually when people ask me what size I am, I say, well, I'm a size 8, but a 10 feels so good, I buy the 12.
There it is. That works too.
So there's that.
Right. But you know what? The world has been through an awful lot lately, and I think everybody just needs to relax and exhale and just enjoy life. I mean, this is so petty. It's sad.
Yeah, it is petty.
April, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks,
Have
April.
A great weekend, April. Okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Maria, what do you have to say today for Michelle's dilemma?
What I would say is that I would love to be in your wedding, but you have to choose whether you want me in the wedding or a size 8 person in the wedding.
I like that.
That's really good.
Doing that. Yeah. I'm very sensitive about my weight. I'm a size 10, but I don't even get on the scale at the doctor's office.
Me neither, girlfriend.
You can do that?
Pass it right by and be like, I'm good. Just...
what
ballpark
guess?
It, buddy.
The guess, round it up.
Yeah, round it down, round it up.
That's
I don't
an
care.
Option.
That's a hack.
Yeah.
That's
they know what they're dealing with.
Mary, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there are no surprises.
Not to get sidetracked, but that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's a lot of pressure on somebody, especially where she's the only one that's over a size 8. And you know, what kind of message is she sending to her friends and family? Terrible.
All right.
It's not about your size.
No.
Nope.
Well, Mary.
I hope it works out the way it should.
Hey, it's working out Thursday. I have a doctor's appointment.
Yep. Walk on by. That's what I say.
No, thank you.
Walk on by.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks,
bye.
Mary. You too. Bye-bye. Stay dry.
Walk on by. I want you to sing that.
I might. And I'm also going to say what you said.
What's that?
Don't round up.
Yeah, round down,
round
baby.
Round down, baby. Anyway, thank you for Michelle. I think she got a lot of advice today. And some of it was strong. Some folks went to as far as a couple of guys we didn't get a chance to put on the radio. I said, don't even marry this.
Yeah.
Tell your brother that this isn't the one for you. Mm-hmm. This is the sign of things to come.
Yep.
Which she's going to be telling him. You know what?
Yeah.
Get down a size or two or things aren't going to be happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I bet you do. Okay. So,
never say that.
Never say that.
Never.
Right?
Never.
No. Good wife, he wouldn't.
No. And anyway, I like Dave to be bigger than I am. I'm like, you want some more?
Okay. That's Morning Court. Michelle, good luck with that. Most people think you just have the conversation. Let's start with that. Just say, look,
I know
it's not happening. I'm not comfortable with it. If I'm not somebody you want in your wedding, that's fine. I'll be good. I'll just enjoy it from the sidelines. Okay.
By the buffet.
There's that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.